I want you to turn in your Bibles to the 91st Psalm, please. You do realize that this room today is full of angels. Full of angels. Hold your place there and turn to the book of Hebrews. I want you to put your eyes on this. I've quoted it several times during this meeting. First chapter of the book of Hebrews. 99% of born again people don't even know this is in the Bible. Verse 13, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Now, to whom did he say that? Jesus. Well, we're seated with him at his right hand. He has made our enemies our footstool. Glory to God. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? He's not talking about the new birth. He's talking about the ministry of angels. Deliverance by angels. Having angels there all the time. Every human being, not just born again ones, every human being, the moment they're born, an angel is assigned. And they'll work on a limited way, in a limited way, when they can. Thank God for them. Because I look back, I know situations. I see situations where, man, long before I got saved. Well, of course, my mother's believing God, but she was not aware. Of course, she knew about angels, but she'd never been taught scriptures like this. They're taught that we, in the name of Jesus, we have command. Amen. We have command authority. Now, thank you, Lord Jesus. The 91st Psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, the Most High. There is no higher than the Lord our God. And we've been talking about it all this whole time, ever since Thursday night. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And the mighty one, the highest authority in the universe, the highest existing authority is in us right now. I tell you, glory be to God. Now, I'm going to rattle your cage here a little bit. There's another miracle that I would like. I'm going to tell you about it first, and then I'm going to show you a picture about it. Here in just a few days, we'll be going to Lagos, Nigeria once again, and we'll be ministering there with Bishop Oyedepo. And I'm telling you, it's an outstanding experience to minister to 110, 115,000 people in one church. When you pack that church out, which it will be during this meeting, you pack that building out on Sunday, you cram 54,000 in there. And when we're there, they pack it out. And they have five services on Sunday. That's a lot of folks. Not to mention the 80 to 100,000 that are outside watching on big screen television. It's amazing. Now, he called me and he said, I'm coming to Dallas and I want to fly over and to your place and visit with you for a moment. I said, sure, Bishop, come on. I'm excited to see you. So he came over. And he said, a young man, glory to God, a young man in our church had, he said he's on staff, and he's just a young man. When Gloria and I met him then the next year, and he's about 28 years old, 25, excuse me. And he'd be 28 now. And he said, he had a gunshot wound, destroyed his elbow, just destroyed it. So he had to have, like a knee replacement, this was an elbow replacement. But he said, man, the pain, he said he just had terrible pain with that thing. Something wasn't right with it, and he just had so much pain with it. Well, from the time that we were there the year before until just right after that, I mean, we had an outpouring at that time, and 130,000 new people came into the church. So the staff, can you imagine the staff? And it's big staff, you understand? So anyway, and he was really hurting, so he went to bed one night, and the Lord said to him, said, now, you've been working hard for me. Now, you go to bed and get some rest. I'm going to work for you. Well, he wasn't all that sure about what he's talking about. But he went on to bed. He woke up the next morning. And that elbow joint was lying there on the bed next to him. Y'all got the picture of that? That thing, that's Bishop's hand in my office there. And that thing was lying right there next to that young man. And see that steel part on the right there, the part on the left, that's artificial bone that they put in there to cause it to adhere to natural bone. On the right is the serial number on the part and everything. And all of it's, documented. And there it is, right there. Glory to God. Now, who did that? The great physician. Who was the agent? An angel. Now, there was another man that testified to me. Not here, but this was another incident altogether. And he was having a lot of trouble with his heart. He's facing open heart surgery. And he's believing God. They're standing strong. Believe in God. Believe in God. And he went to bed one night and just woke up suddenly in the middle of the night, and there was a man standing there next to his bed. And he looked at him, and he looked, and he had his hands, the man had his hands in his chest. And he smiled, said, everything's okay, go on back to sleep. So he just went on back to sleep, woke up the next day, had a new heart. The ministry of angels. Now, another very close friend of mine, he's in heaven today. Gary Wood is his name, and you can look up his book about his experience in heaven. And he was killed in a car wreck when he was 18 years old. And a friend of his a high school buddy that had gotten, that had gone to heaven a short time before, met him there and took him through heaven, escorted him through heaven. A great experience. I don't have time to go into all of it. It's marvelous, the miracles that happened to him. in his going through and seeing things, they went into this huge place, and there was arms and legs and hearts and brains and eyes and shoulders and all kinds, every human organ in this place displayed in there. You can see, he said, what on earth is it? He said, I want to show you this place. He said, this is the parts room. And he said, the Father has these available for his people, for his family. And he said, all people have to do is call for them. But he said, most of them don't. But he said, the angels, they install them. The great surgeon, the great physician has never lost a case. Now, Kelly came up with something that just thrilled me. And I'll give you a bit of my testimony. I was in my working out and so forth. I've been healthy in my body except for that thing that happened in my back several years ago. Never had any trouble with my heart, never had any trouble with anything. And I started getting short of breath. Well, let me back up a little bit. I went to see to get my flight physical. And my medical examiner heard something she didn't like in my neck called a bruit. It just simply means a loud slushing sound. And normally, she wouldn't have passed my medical, but we had David Weeder, who is also my primary caregiver, and I'm a young man you see with me all the time. And he's a chiropractor. His mother worked for our ministry when he was 5 years old. And later he went to chiropractic school and said, he and his wife both, Lynn. And he said, we went to chiropractic school for one reason, that's to take care of you and your family. And so anyway, and he happened to have records that I had just had the most extensive kind of a physical possible just a few days before. And she said, my AME said, oh, well, okay. So she just passed the thing. But that noise was there. And so you know what I did? I just stood on the Word of God. And I had already started getting a little short of breath and went over to just other side of Dallas to preach in a prison, October the 12th of last year. And got through preaching in that prison that night and went out to get in the airplane and Dwayne had already started the engines and I was just sitting there in the back seat. And I'm telling you, the presence of God just filled up that citation, that airplane. I just, whoa. And it just rose up in me. Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. October the 12th, 8:42 in the evening. I take my new heart. I take it right now. I have it. And I'm so grateful to you for it. And I forgive if I have aught against any, in the name of Jesus. Well, and then I began to work out more and so forth. And then took every January, I take that granddaddy of all physicals. I mean, it's not your Aunt Minnie's physical. No, no, no. I wish I had time to go into it, but it's a physical. Physical, I mean, they even measure the thickness of my arteries. Yeah, I mean, it's a whopper, I'll just put it like that. I love it, man. And particularly, you know what a plank is where you get down on the floor and you're, and I'm over 80 years old, and I did a 3-minute plank, and those guys don't know what, you know, they don't know what to do with that. So anyway, hey, and I ain't bragging on me, brother. You understand? His name is Jesus, and he's right in there. Anyway, so, and when they put me on the stationary bicycle, and they put the oxygen receptors on your face and all of that, and sure enough, man, I wasn't making enough oxygen, and anyway, so the man that runs that clinic, owns that clinic, he is a cardiologist and one of the top cardiologists in the state of New York, but his main ministry and practice now is in Synergenics, and so that's the name of the company. Anyway, so he said, we're going to do an angiogram. We're going to look at this thing. We're going to see what's wrong with your heart. So we went up there, and this is on the 4th of March. We went up on the 3rd, and then checked into the hospital there on the morning of the 4th. Now remember the Brewery? Shoo, 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 shoo. Come to find out later, one of the valves in my heart wasn't closing quite right. Shoo, shoo. Well, no, thank you. I can't hardly tell this man without getting so excited. I can hardly stand this thing. We checked in, and now David had just listened to that the day before. So we checked in the next morning. They're gonna do this angiogram and do some all this testing and stuff. And so, and of course, that's first place that nurse went with that stethoscope, and she said, "Huh." Well, I'll tell you one thing, that brew is not very loud. Okay. And and just a few minutes later, the doctor came in, the specialist that's gonna start these tests, and he said, I don't hear any brewing. They ain't even done the test yet. And he don't hear it. So they did the angiogram, you know, and they're going to see if they need to put in stents and all of that. And they got through. And the doctor told me, he said, there's one artery that's completely blocked, but it's already bypassed itself. Wow. Angels, I had a heart bypass and didn't know it. So my blood flow was now, particularly since that valve goes back up, it's running 100%. I got a new heart. I have a new heart. Sometime during the night, that night, between the 3rd and the 4th, I believe with all my heart, that ministering angel operated on me. Amen. And the procedure started. The healing of my heart just completely started right there then.
Continue to give praise to God and also give you opportunity to testify to what God has already done. If you can tell the difference right now in something that happened to you today, we want to testify of what the Lord has done today.
This is Becky from Lincoln, California. Now I'm going to pronounce what she had. I've been practicing. It was her feet.
May need tongues. Go right ahead.
It's kind of like that. Plantar fasciitis. Yay!
Good. That's good. All right.
Which is now under her feet instead of in her feet.
Amen.
It was constant pain in her feet, and she wasn't in the line before the line even formed. All pain left at her seat.
Amen.
Are they pain-free?
Pain-free. I couldn't do this.
Hallelujah. Couldn't do what?
This. This. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
This is Mary from North Highlands, which is a hop from here, and she was having back pains because of arthritis. She got prayer, and she has no back pain whatsoever.
Wonderful. Glory wonderful. Praise the Lord. Zero pain.
Pain-free.
Say it real loud. Pain-free.
Pain-free.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for
Hallelujah.
Sharing. Pain-free.
Emily was from Orange County. She was healed of feet and back pain. Totally healed. No pain right now.
God.
So much this morning. My toes, since I got here. But today, I didn't expect that. But they're gone. The pain's gone. And then this here. Oh, free from pain.
Hallelujah.
I could dance and jump.
Right. Woo, that's awesome.
Every person in this place with any pain in your knees right now, you take your healing. You got to get out in the aisle, move, do something. Praise God. Those knees are healed. Those knees are healed. Hallelujah. Those knees are healed and well this morning. Glory to God.
So this is Sister Shaiwanda. She's from Sacramento. She's been serving all day. But she realized that her left knee was swollen and hurting. When Brother Copeland called that out, she immediately checked herself. She felt the pain leaving, leaving, and leaving. And she just told me that she has no more pain.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's good. Thanks, God.
I believe the key is she mixed faith with the word and she kept serving.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
My left knee went numb and it was completely swollen. That has happened to me a few times, which is why I'm wearing flats most of the time since I've been at this meeting. And by the time I got up to the speaker, it was completely healed. So now I have like full range of motion. There's no swelling. Like my legs feel really great right now.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.